Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So again, watching some TV this weekend, there were a couple very interesting stories. One of them was they found new mummies. Yeah, they found them in Egypt, buried somewhere, and I guess they were priests or something. They weren't like, you know, Cleopatra or anything like that, but it was pretty cool. The other thing I saw was watching 60 Minutes, and it was a story about counterfeit letters from Christopher Columbus. I guess he handwrote letters while he was on his trip back to Spain, and they were eventually actually reproduced and printed back in 1400. It was like a best-selling book. And these were artifacts that have been sold and put into, like, the Vatican Library for years. And somebody discovered that the Vatican actually had a counterfeit Christopher Columbus letter, which is just amazing. But they actually found it in the U.S. Library of Congress and returned it to the Vatican and yada, yada, yada. But the story really is about old content. And what I want to talk about today is what's old is new, and don't mummify your content. So, I don't know about you, but I've been doing content for quite a while, blogging for over 10 years, this podcast for 5. And in there is a ton of great content, but I'm constantly looking for new ideas to talk about the latest and greatest things. But occasionally, I go back and read some of the old stuff. And you know what? It's pretty good. It just needs a little bit of polish, and it can be used again, because things change. Even when I wrote my book back in 2014, I mentioned tools that I was using back then that are no longer in existence. I used to have a show on Blab, which isn't around anymore. MySpace, hey, it's still there. But, you know, there are other things that change. So by adding a little polish to it, you can actually make what's old new. And don't discard that, because it could have relevance today. So let me give you 5 things that I think that you need to do to your old posts to give them new life. So the first thing you have to do is read it. Just go back and look at some of the titles that you have, or whether it's an article or a video or a podcast, but go find old content and read it. You know, chances are you're a better writer than you were back then, or a better podcaster. So maybe you could take it and kind of twist it around a little bit. But give it a fresh set of eyes and perspective. The next thing you want to do is figure out how to copy it, right? You need to get it into whatever format you can edit it. It may be a blog post that you make a new post in WordPress, or you put it in a Word doc, or maybe it's a video you import into your new video editing software and maybe add some new stuff to it. So get it into a format where you can work with it again. The next thing you want to do is edit it. Now, when I say edit it, what I'm suggesting you do is take a look at the opening paragraph and the closing paragraph, or opening whatever and closing whatever. You could easily go in and do a new intro and a new outro and leave the guts of it pretty much the same, except fix any errors or change anything that's outdated. So by putting in a new intro and new outro, it gives you a fresh perspective on that particular piece. And by starting out with fresh content, it doesn't look like you're reusing the same post from years ago, and Google will index it differently, especially if you change the title. So, what you want to do is figure out where you need to edit it, and then go ahead and do that. And then reread it. Read the old one, read the new one. See if it makes sense. The next thing that you want to do is you want to put on a fresh coat of paint. And what I mean by a fresh coat of paint is update the graphics, update the look and feel. Sometimes I go in and actually create new graphics, whether it's a bar chart, pie chart, or something along that lines that helps bring the point home. Maybe some perspective I didn't see when I originally did it. Sometimes by adding new graphics, you can give the same old post brand new meaning. So you need to make sure that where you're at today and the visuals you associate with those messages are concurrent with the message that you're trying to get across. So you have to make sure that your visual images and your text are married to the way that you present that same information today, which I can say I know is different than I did 5 years ago. And then finally, the last thing that you want to do is use it, right? If you put it into a blog or a podcast or a video on YouTube or Vimeo or something like that, that's great. But maybe there's some other ways that you could do things that you didn't do when you originally did that first post. Chances are you've changed the delivery platforms you're using. For example, I didn't use Instagram a long time ago. I started doing that a couple of years ago. So that becomes a new platform. Another biggie is LinkedIn. I used to post articles inside of LinkedIn when LinkedIn had Pulse. Now, Pulse was this article marketing tool that LinkedIn bought where a bunch of people would post articles and they would get ranked. And if they got ranked, tons and tons of people saw them. But then Pulse went away, and people generally don't open articles as much as they do as things in their newsfeed. But one of the things that I've learned recently is that LinkedIn articles are now indexed outside of LinkedIn. Most social media platforms need you to log in to see the content there. Hence why taking a blog post or a podcast and putting it inside of something is going to force somebody to click on it and get outside, where LinkedIn keeps it inside of their platform. But also, now it's being indexed by Google, so it gives your products, your ideas, your thoughts, your concepts new life. So what other ways can you take this content and use it with new tools or new platforms that are out there? One final tip on all of this. What if you went back to some of your old blogs or podcasts or videos and turned them into a series or an ebook or a training course? With a little bit of polish, you can actually bring new life to old content. Maybe you take an old blog post and turn it into a video that makes sense today that maybe didn't make sense a year, 3 years ago, whatever. Maybe you take a blog post and turn it into a podcast. Maybe you take a series of blog posts and create an ebook that people can download so you can get more people onto your email list. What ways can you take this content and breathe new life into it in a way that's going to be relevant to your audience today that maybe was not so available to you or relevant when you originally did it? Again, I like to think of content as assets. So how can you take content that you've already produced and use it as a brand new asset that can help you produce new business? That's the key. Look at everything you've done before and see if it still has a shelf life. If not, do those five things. Read it. Copy it. Edit it. Put a fresh coat of paint on it. And finally, use it in new ways. It's really interesting when they undo those sarcophaguses, what those mummies are like in there. Although they're historical artifacts, they were people with a story to tell. So if you found this useful, I think you're going to love my 3 tips in 30 minutes on LinkedIn. Go to li4sales.com and check it out. I do 3 short tips, 10 minutes each, on LinkedIn, but you can apply those to many other social media platforms. So visit li4sales.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.